Good morning and welcome to Walking with Jesus Through the Word, one chapter per day. I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. Leviticus 18 is where we arrive on day 167, and this is a very challenging chapter, definitely not a G-rated chapter, as we're talking about several prohibited sexual relationships for God's people, so just a warning about that. Leviticus 18, let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for your love and for your call upon our lives to be your holy people. We do pray, Father, that you would write your word on our hearts and that you would change us more and more to the likeness of Christ, who is our holy great high priest and our righteousness and our sanctification. It's in his name we pray. Amen. Leviticus chapter 18. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the people of Israel and say to them, I am the Lord your God. You shall not do as they do in the land of Egypt where you lived, and you shall not do as they do in the land of Canaan to which I am bringing you. You shall not walk in their statutes. You shall follow my rules and keep my statutes and walk in them. I am the Lord your God. You shall therefore keep my statutes and my rules. If a person does them, he shall live by them. I am the Lord. None of you shall approach any one of his close relatives to uncover nakedness. I am the Lord. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your father, which is the nakedness of your mother. She is your mother. You shall not uncover her nakedness. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your father's wife. It is your father's nakedness. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your sister, your father's daughter, or your mother's daughter, whether brought up in the family or in another home. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your son's daughter or your daughter's daughter, for their nakedness is your own nakedness. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your father's wife's daughter, brought up in your father's family, since she is your sister. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your father's sister, she is your father's relative. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your mother's sister, she is your mother's relative. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your father's brother, that is, you shall not approach his wife, she is your aunt. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your daughter-in-law. She is your son's wife. You shall not uncover her nakedness. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your brother's wife. It is your brother's nakedness. You shall not uncover the nakedness of a woman and of her daughter. And you shall not take her son's daughter or her daughter's daughter to uncover her nakedness. They are relatives. It is depravity. And you shall not take a woman as a rival wife to her sister, uncovering her nakedness while her sister is still alive. You shall not approach a woman to uncover her nakedness while she is in her menstrual uncleanness, and you shall not lie sexually with your neighbor's wife and so make yourself unclean with her. You shall not give any of your children to offer them to Molech and so profane the name of your God. I am the Lord. You shall not lie with a male as with a woman. It is an abomination. And you shall not lie with any animal or make yourself unclean with it. Neither shall any woman give herself to an animal to lie with it. It is perversion. Do not make yourselves unclean by any of these things, for by all these, the nations I am driving out before you have become unclean. And the land became unclean, so that I punished its iniquity, and the land vomited out its inhabitants. But you shall keep my statutes and my rules, and do none of these abominations, either the native or the stranger who sojourns among you. For the people of the land, who were before you, did all of these abominations, so that the land became unclean, lest the land vomit you out when you make it unclean, as it vomited out the nation that was before you. For everyone who does any of these abominations, the persons who do them shall be cut off from among their people. So keep my charge never to practice any of these abominable customs that were practiced before you, and never to make yourselves unclean by them. I am the Lord your God." That is Leviticus chapter 18, and as I said, it's a very challenging chapter. I mean, it's very blunt, it's very explicit, it's very clear that God has these standards that he holds not only his own people to, but all peoples to. And this is one of the unique things about Leviticus 18 coming where it does, It comes in the middle of what we would call the ceremonial law, or the laws of cleanness and uncleanness and sacrifices and all these things that are here in the Levitical code. But this one clearly goes beyond the ceremonial law aspect. God's not talking about things that might make you unclean. He's talking about things that are an abomination and things that would cause the very land to vomit you out of it. It's things that he's judged other nations who do not even know the Lord for it, because they are things that are so woven in to the very fabric of creation, to the fabric of God's world, that people know they are wrong. And when they do them, they bear the guilt of it. So God begins by warning his people not to conform to any patterns of morality that they see prominent in the cultures around them, either in Egypt, where they used to live, or in Canaan, where they're going to live. We as believers need to take that to heart. Listen, our world celebrates things that are an abomination to God. That's just putting it very bluntly. We are right here in the middle of Pride Month in the United States, where our culture is literally waving the flag and declaring how proud they are of things that are an abomination to the Lord. There's no other way to put it. It's very, very clear in Scripture. It is unnatural, it is immoral, it is repulsive, and it is called an abomination and a perversion. And these are the things that our culture celebrates as though they are somehow praiseworthy, and somehow that people who engage in these activities are to be commended and to be celebrated. So step number one for us is that we need to realize that we are not to conform to that pattern. We're not necessarily called to go out and yell at people and scream at people and tell them God's going to send them to hell. They need to know the Lord. They need to come to the knowledge of the truth. They're blinded by the God of this age who has blinded their mind so they can't see the truth. But we need to make sure that we ourselves are not going after these things. And I'll tell you, just to be very blunt, the pornography industry that is rampant on the internet makes a lot of money directing a lot of people to look at or to fantasize about or to engage in these kinds of perverse relationships. And they are absolutely forbidden by God, and we should have absolutely nothing to do with them. So if you're watching this and you have an issue with internet pornography, you need to cut that out of your life. You need to set up accountability and filtering software and blocking and deny yourself access to these things, because they are an abomination to the Lord. And it is very clear that these things are vile in God's eyes. He puts them right alongside child sacrifice. Look at verse 19, 20, and 21. You shall not approach a woman to uncover her nakedness while she's in her menstrual uncleanness. You shall not lie sexually with your neighbor's wife as to make yourself unclean with her. You shall not give any of your children to offer them to Molech and so profane the name of your God. I am the Lord. You shall not lie with a male as with a woman. It is an abomination. You shall not lie with any animal and so make yourself unclean with it. Neither shall any woman give herself to an animal to lie with it. It is perversion. Here in this little paragraph in the middle of Leviticus 18, we have lots of things covered, but adultery and child sacrifice and homosexuality and bestiality are all covered here, and they're all called an abomination and a perversion and things that profane the name of God. They must not be named among God's people. They must not be tolerated among God's people. The world suffers its judgment because of these things. God says in verse 24, by all these, the nations I'm driving out before you became unclean, and the land became unclean, and it vomited out its inhabitants. So the world may go the world's way. They will suffer the consequences for that, but we need to make sure that we are not participating in any of this, any of these abominable customs, any of these vile practices. The Bible couldn't be any clearer about it. People make all sorts of excuses and say, well, we know so much more about science now. Just not true. Like, these things are not new. These things are not novel. They've been around as long as people have been around. And God's already made his judgment on them very, very clear. And so it's not a call for us to be self-righteous or arrogant or angry or aggressive or mean-spirited, but it is a call for us to make sure that we are following the Lord and having nothing to do with these things, and that we are seeking to speak the truth in love to people who need to have their eyes open so that they can escape the condemnation that Satan has them under as he's held them captive to do his will. We are God's holy people, and we are called to live in holiness with our bodies as well as our souls. Let's pray. Father, we do live in a perverse culture, and you see our culture, and you know the things that it celebrates. And it's nothing new to you. These are things that Egypt and the Canaanites and the Greeks and the Romans celebrated thousands of years ago, and they suffered the consequences for their choices, and our culture is suffering the consequences as well. We pray that you would keep your people holy, separate from the world, that we would not conform to the ways of the world, but that we would follow after you in faithfulness, in dependence, and in love for you, because we are called by your name, and that means we are called to reflect your character above all else. And we thank you, Father, for the grace that has saved us and has set us free from the deception of the enemy. We praise you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. That's Leviticus chapter 18. Tomorrow, we are going to be jumping back to Romans. It's been a while since we've been in Romans, but we're going to go back to Romans chapter 13 tomorrow. Hope you can join us for that. Have a blessed day in the Lord. Mm-hmm.